Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine. Rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Friday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Bill is back after a day away, and we're glad you're here. You know you're not feeling the best, but glad you're fighting through it this morning to be here with us.
We're getting through it. Yeah.
You're with us.
Do you have a diagnosis of what the situation is at all or not?
No diagnosis.
Okay.
No.
All right. That's good.
You don't need to.
I'm trying to.
There's HIPAA laws too, Jake.
That's fine. There are HIPAA laws.
I don't even know what that means.
He's with us.
I don't even know what HIPAA laws means.
I don't hear either.
Coaches say it.
HIPAA is a cool word, you know. Cool term.
I don't think it's a word.
It's a cool term. People use that term.
I think it's a abbreviation.
Abbreviation. Fine.
Anywho, Bill, thank you. The stool's together.
It's good to be back.
The stool wasn't full yesterday. Schaefer filled in admirably,
and someone departed early from the stool.
Yeah,
yesterday.
Just want to address that.
I'd like to get
to the elephant in the room.
Let's do that, because you know Schaefer knew that. I think practice viewing was at 9:40 or 9:50 yesterday.
It was 9:50,
and apparently you did know that. You departed the show by 8:30 or so.
I was told. Listen, hey, easy. I was told it was 9. Okay, so what happened? I was told it was 9 o'clock. I'm going to be very transparent on this.
Please do.
So I left thinking I might even leave at 8:30, might even whip home real quick and let Bullet out. The Bullet part of this is significant. But then when I walked out, Swim was out there and goes, "Where are you going?" Swim, you know, Nick Sainert.
Yes.
Big Swim.
I said, "Guy, Nick, aren't you going to practice?" He goes, "Sipple, is it 9:50? I was like, ooh. Now I'm in a kind of a moral dilemma.
Yeah.
Do I go back in?
And by the way, Swim told me that he had that conversation with you too. He told me that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So all this is very transparent.
Okay.
But I thought, this is actually really good because I can go walk Bullet and take a little nap, which I needed before practice. Jake was fine. He was going to do cool parenting tips. Schaefer was here. And it was, I just thought, this is okay.
It worked out fine.
Oh, okay.
It's just that you did know that practice was at 9:50.
I could have walked
back. It's all right.
Back.
We were fine. So it was a one-off. It's okay.
Yeah, I could have walked back in.
It would have been awkward. Yeah.
Bill understands this too, because with Bullet, I would have had to leave him from 9:30 to 1:30. Yeah. That's a long time. Now, Tricks will say, no, it's not. He's fine. Yeah. You worry way too much about it. I don't know. I don't like him being alone for 4 hours.
Yeah. Sugar's about 40 minutes for me, Tom. After that, I'm like, what's going? What are we doing with Sugar?
Yeah, you're just leaving Sugar alone in the house.
Yeah, I don't like it. Yeah.
Yeah. So, no.
And she doesn't like it either. She likes friends. She likes people over. She likes
company. We got that taken care of.
So we're through that.
you know, we're
thanks to Mike Schaefer for sticking around. He didn't rush out of here. He was here until 9, and he stuck around until like 9:30.
Schaefer gotten done with the show at 9.
He stuck
had a
around.
Coffee.
Yep.
Had himself a cinnamon roll. Leisurely walked over to, and then still was there maybe a little bit too early.
He drove to Milford.
It's probably essentially what happened, Bill. It's about the correct play-by-play. Yeah. Stuck around, had a bite to eat, coffee, and rolled over there.
Mm-hmm. Nice. At least we had live eyes at practice. That's awesome.
We can talk about that later.
Yeah. We will get to that in a little bit.
Yeah. Idle chit chat, Ruhlman's. I went to Ruhlman's last night.
You did?
I did. Wait,
the stool did not know this. It wasn't
in
the
chat. Did you see Phil?
Yeah, Phil was unbelievable. Yeah. As you know, how
did
Phil
you
is.
See the ladder in the bar?
You know, I didn't. I'm not going to lie.
How did you miss the ladder?
How did you not even go in?
It's right in the bar.
That. How did you not even stick your head in?
We sat in a spot where it was kind of off in the corner. Yeah. So I never, you know, I just wasn't
did
cognizant.
Did Phil put you there because of your popularity?
No.
Did he try to keep you out of
no, they originally
harm's
sat
way?
No, it was just a choice. But it was great. No, it was fabulous. Yeah. Now, we have a minor dilemma. Phil, thank you, by the way, for your hospitality.
Did you get the dessert? That's all I care about.
No, we didn't. We didn't get the dessert. We just shared God, you guys are just crushing me, bud.
What did you share?
You shared a meal?
Yeah, we just got a 10-ounce sirloin, and that's all. We're both small. I mean, that's all we needed. We got some broccolini and macaroni.
Did Phil judge you for sharing a 10-ounce
steak? No, this is where
I wouldn't mind if he did.
Yeah,
this is where the stool has to come in and for counseling. So my thought was we have the gift certificate. We had the gift certificate.
That's right. Yes.
Which I paid for the meal. Then I thought, I feel kind of guilty just using a gift certificate. So I'm going to go get some bourbon. You know, get a bottle
of
bourbon.
Okay, now we're talking.
Beth, we kind of had to rush. We had to rush back for something, and I walked out without the bourbon. So, Phil, I'm coming back to get the bourbon. Today.
What, you bought it and didn't take it with
you? No. Oh, we didn't make
you
it into the market. We didn't make it into the market.
Okay.
You're planning to get bourbon.
Yeah, we're planning.
Okay.
Yeah.
And planning.
It sounded a little bit like as if you came in, grabbed a couple bottles, and jetted out. And then I'll pay you tomorrow.
I promise. So,
that wasn't that.
It wouldn't be is that a felony for that much? I don't know. But
it might be. We didn't make it
Phil,
back.
Phil, don't press charges.
He's coming back. He's on the record right now.
We didn't make it.
He knows he owes you.
We didn't make it to the market. We had to bolt out of there. So I'm coming back to get some bourbon. Those bottles of bourbon are very handsome, and I'd like to have one.
They are very handsome.
I don't even think I've had bourbon before.
What time did you never had bourbon?
I don't think so.
Every time you have an old fashioned, you do. So,
Or that's bourbon.
Yeah.
Yes, that's bourbon. Yes. Unless you have one in Wisconsin, it's brandy up there.
That's brandy in Wisconsin.
No, but I've had others.
Yeah. There's some different kinds of that, but in general, yes, you've had it. Yes.
God dang, those things. I'll tell you what, the one thing you've steered me onto is an expensive drink. Yeah. I was in Oklahoma City and snuck away from the kids, went to a bar and got an old-fashioned. I put a 20 down. And the girl looked at me because I got that and doesn't cover it?
No.
How much was that?
Not even close.
Wow. Hope it was big at least.
It wasn't.
Okay.
Anyway, so yeah, that's that. It was good. Phil, and happy, you guys should also do this. Wish Paul Ruhlman a happy birthday. Yeah. He turned 66 last night. He was celebrating at his brother's restaurant. Paul Ruhlman, age 66.
It had to be quite an atmosphere then.
It was.
Approximate time that you went to Ruhlman's last night?
I'm going to say 5:45. We were there till 7. Then we had to bolt.
Busy place?
Busy. Perfect. It was perfect. That. It was just, everything was perfect, including the sirloin, which was, you know.
You opted not to get the filet mignon or the New York strip or the
sirloin.
Ribeye, but you got the Genevieve top sirloin.
That's what we got,
The 10-ounce sirloin. It's called the Genevieve there.
Yeah. I think that's what we got.
Go there tonight, Breakers. Ruhlman's. Or tomorrow. Great. And if, you know, because Tip did not get the dessert, please, for Bill, get the dessert. Hey, the skillet cookie. Yeah. Please.
They recommended it.
I mean, you shared a meal. You could have had dessert. It wasn't like you can't be full on 5 ounces of steak.
Yeah.
Did
Beth think you were cutting corners?
No, there'll be another time.
Good question.
There'll be another time. Okay. And I'll do that. And there's definitely going to be another time. It's a great trip. This is a good time of year to go there. for everybody. It's a good time of year because it's beautiful, and a trip down Highway 6 is nice. Yes.
Glad that you finally went to Ruhlmann's after our remote broadcast. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Yeah, idle chit chat. I think I had about 800 people reach out regarding allergy advice yesterday.
Oh, you should have heard John Tesh yesterday.
I just said I said the worst thing in the world is allergies. It you blow your nose and within seconds you're back to plugged up again. Right. Like you just never get relief. I've taken Benadryl. I've taken Claritin. People are saying, "Oh, take Allegra. Do Flovase. Yeah. Get the shot." I have 7,000 pieces of advice now. I can't do all of them.
Tell Bill one of the pieces of advice that astounded you.
Somebody said you could take up to 6 Claritin. I said, "I don't think
at a time."
At a time.
6 at a time. I said, I
wouldn't feel
healthy.
Safe about that. I would not feel safe.
Either.
There's never
no way.
Yeah.
I wouldn't feel safe.
I could see 2. 3 is pushing it. 6,
two is,
no way.
2, I never even thought
Claritin
about.
Claritin is
doing.
Built to be a once-a-day deal. I take a once-a-day allergy pill, just kind of a random one. I don't know if that's what I've got going on also with myself with this ailment. I think that has something to do with
might
it.
Be.
So, yeah. So, I'm with Jake on that. So, this might be adding to it as we go through, but that 6 is too much, Jake. Do that one.
I was concerned for the person that texted and said, are you safe? Like, are you okay? Because that does not seem right.
The show sounded very much like John Tesh yesterday. It was like an advice show. It wasn't Dr. Love, which we will have today.
Oh, yeah, we do have
Dr. Love's on today.
Yes.
Sorry.
Dr.
Love
will
be
I didn't be put that on there. Yes. It is at 7:35.
Yes. Dr. Love
it's labeled Bill Thrill. Yes. So.
7:35, Dr. Love. So, Bill will take questions about love life.
Can we get a female breaker?
That'd be nice.
It'd be nice. You gotta see it from the other side.
Yeah.
A little other different perspective.
Yes.
That would be great to see.
Yeah. And, you know, whoever.
Yes.
So Dr. Love will be at 7:35. Jake, is your allergies better today?
No. I took 2 Benadryl this morning. Yesterday, I blew my nose the entire day. It was a terrible day of sneezing. And it's the massive blowing of the sneezes that really gets you.
Didn't have to help either right there. When you come out this morning, the wind's blowing 30 miles an hour. It's like if your allergies, you're like, you're in a bad spot.
You're going to
really
kill
bad
I
spot.
Also parked the car. I drove the ticket van. My car is in the parking lot here. I took
Jake
the ticket
came whipping
van.
And honking.
I did. Yeah, Bill honks when he sees me. I decided to honk at him.
There was a big difference, though. I enjoyed the honk, and Jake basically wanted to give me the bird.
He
wanted
no.
to when you did that. You didn't acknowledge me. You didn't. There was
what?
No. You didn't. There's no acknowledgement. Not that you just.
What do you mean?
The last time I honked at you and I was on the horn.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Oh, when you honked.
Yeah, the last time. Yeah.
I thought you mentioned it. Yeah, when you honked to me, that was a little bit.
Yeah.
Annoyed. Wait, he held it for like 30 seconds. It felt like. I was thinking about the people living upstairs. What the hell is going on?
Annoyed
outside?
Jake is very easy to spot.
Yeah. Annoyed. There is no like that.
No.
Never the next day do you go, Jake. Say. You guys probably didn't notice, but I was annoyed. I didn't notice. No, you noticed right away. You noticed immediately.
I think it might have been cold that day, Bill. I walked from the garage, I believe.
Yeah, just Jake, didn't even acknowledge. When I heard the horn, I go, I was pretty fired up. I go, all right. Jake's whipping it in the
You did
van.
Read that. I was annoyed that day. But there was other things on my brain
that
was
Jake
beyond
hides nothing.
That.
On your sleeve, Jake, is who it is.
It is.
In my defense that day, other things were bothering me. It was not just that.
It's fine.
So. Sorry, Bill, about that.
Sorry about your allergies. You know, my allergies are better than they've... Oh, God, I'm sorry.
Oh, thank
you.
I'm happy for you.
They're not... I don't really have
them. Yeah, you get a lot of rest. You're leaving the show early. Taking bullets for walks
Getting
and naps.
Nap time. Swim, life is good.
Swim even told you, well, what are you doing? No.
It's not until 9:50.
So really, you stepped out for 1 second, and then you could have stepped right back in. You just exited.
The lure of a nap is so nice that I just couldn't pass it up. And Bullet was waiting. So it was fine. Yeah, we were good. Show, we missed you, of course. But
yes, we did.
The last part was Jake had it covered. Hey, he had it covered and Schaefer was here. Yeah,
we were okay. But just got to give you some crap for leaving early. So I think that's
crap.
It. Crap. Are we good for idle chit-chat? Anything else? That's idle chit-chat sponsored by our friends at Newton's Lawn Care. Please call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297. New customers get 20% off a 2025 fertilizer program. Just text the ticket to 402-440-6297. Get a free quote within 24 hours from Newton's Lawn Care. It is time on a Friday for the roll call. Please text
the
us
call.
Your
job. You're back.
Your name, your age, where you're listening from, and anything else we want today from the breakers, guys.
Yeah, I'm going to go. Actually, if you want to go, I'm thinking straight Nebraska. But if you have another one from another team's fired out there too. You saw the big thing going on with Gundy wanting Bedlam. As a home and home. They want to do it in the spring. They want to go. They want to have 2 days in the spring. They want to be able to practice against each other.
Oklahoma and Oklahoma State.
Breakers. Who's your pick? Who do you want to go home and home with? Two practices in the spring. You get to go one here and one there.
I like that.
Who's the team you want to go? Who's the team you're picking? You want to go play?
For the spring game.
For the spring.
Or whatever.
However it is. Yeah, a matchup. No one has any great details, but who would you want to be?
I like All right, 402-464-5685. Also, you can go on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. Here we go. Some response coming in. Germ, who I met last night at Liquid Assets Bar and Grill, was a great guy, nice guy from Crete. He says he wants Kansas.
Kansas, nice one.
Kansas.
That'd be great. Lance bring up here. That'd be very good. Who would you go with, Steve?
Oh, Bill, I'm pretty easy to please on this. Just about anybody would be. Ideally, Colorado.
Really? Colorado? That'd be a great one. I want Missouri.
That'd be great, too.
I'm going Missouri. K-State.
K-State, another K-State. All of them.
Wow, those are all good options.
Very good options.
Big 12.
Yeah.
Better times.
Better times.
Okay. Dan in Littleton, Colorado says, obviously, I want Colorado. Age 35, by the way. Josh in Webb City, Missouri says he wants K-State or Missouri in this scenario here.
Wow, we're going to get a lot of Big 12.
Coach Taylor in Hickman, age 36, Colorado or Missouri. Pete in Chattanooga, why
Pete,
would he be listening to this
Pete,
show?
He must be a Husker fan. He's in Tennessee.
This Game of Connor show.
And he would like Oklahoma as the...
Another nice one. Nice one, yes.
Jackson in Omaha says Arizona State. That's an interesting choice.
I like it. Yeah.
Okay.
Tim in Dallas, Kansas State, age 50. Oh, by the way. Sean in Eagle, Colorado, says 61 years old he is. Swift in Lincoln is working out at Genesis right now, getting fitness this morning.
Fitness.
He wants... Colorado.
It'd be lively.
How about the way they suggested that Oklahoma doing two of them, two scrimmages or two whatever, home and home, like a week apart. 1 week they go here, 1 week you come down there. Imagine the excitement.
Take care of the fans. Now it's not.
Take care of the fans.
Now Rule did point out, a little context, Rule, Matt, did point out that it's not, you can't do it right now. It's not, we'll say it's not legal.
100%. Yeah, this is all fantasy right now.
This is fantasy football. Yeah.
That's all right. We like fantasy in here. Chad and Kyle, Texas, says Kansas State. Papa Kev in Lincoln turned 60 on Sunday. Happy early birthday.
Papa Kev.
Kansas State for him also.
K-State. Wildcats. Kev.
Okay, Lou says just turned 80 on the text line. He lives in Orlando. He wants North Dakota State in this scenario.
Not a bad idea
at
all.
It's chancy, though. It's chancy.
But not a bad idea at all. I like it.
It's chancy.
Justin and Hickman wants Miami.
Okay. That would be very cool.
Okay.
Jay in Winter Park, Florida wants UCF because he lives right in Orlando, in that area.
Not a bad idea at all.
But the can you imagine that?
Actually, that's not a great idea.
Scott Frosty.
I'm going to go
Frosty.
Back.
That would have been
Frosty.
Frosty's back.
But as far as interest, can you imagine the interest level?
But you have strange level of interest.
Yes, that would almost get very personal. I would think yes.
Is Sip going to interview Frosty?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if he's going to grant that one. Yes.
John in Roscoe, Illinois says Missouri, age 42. Doug in Idaho says go. He wants to go to Florida, the Gators.
Nice.
That'd be great. That'd be wonderful.
Ben in Oregon says he's trucking down to Bend right now to get a Tacoma. He wants Oregon for this answer.
So he's in Oregon?
Yes.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Big shout out to you for making it through the hectic holiday season. This new year, get clean, quality, pregnancy nutrient support off your to-do list, including Ritual's best-selling essential prenatal multivitamin, designed with 12 traceable key ingredients to support a healthy pregnancy. With big changes coming up, take the small steps now and start today with 30% off a 3-month supply at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
God, we got it. Chattanooga, Tennessee, right or now. Bend, Oregon.
We should connect those two. It'd be fun if they're just texting a little bit right now. How's things out in Chattanooga? Well, the sun's up here. How's it over there? Won't be up for 3 hours.
Pretty dark here.
Pretty dark
here. He's going to get a Tacoma.
Yeah.
Those are good trucks, Bill.
That's what he's doing.
Truck. Your truck is looking big this morning. Wow. Hold up.
You didn't see it yesterday. You didn't see it yesterday. It's why.
Wow. That is a boat. It's a good-looking truck, by the way. You did good on that. Was that Laura you?
What's that, Laura?
That's a good-looking truck.
Laura picked it out.
No joking around. I really like that.
Our friend at Apply Connective, Will in Fullerton, says he'd like to have Hawaii as the answer to this one.
Okay.
The 808.
I don't know why.
The 808.
Wow.
I don't know why
Well, probably because he has the ability to protect Hawaii.
Yeah.
Yeah. Applied Connect.
Oh, yeah.
Check out the island. The island. Eric and Hickman, KU or K-State, age 57. Reed in Des Moines, Miami in the spring game would be a great road trip.
Oh, road trip.
I'm a little surprised we haven't heard Notre Dame. A little surprised you haven't heard of Notre Dame.
Yeah.
So that'd be an interesting one,
that
too.
That would be epic.
That would be an epic if our interest level.
I mean epic. God, the way it's presented, though, the way we present it, it would be like a game. I mean, but that's, it is. I mean, it would be. That's fine.
Ed in Lincoln wants the Pitt State Gorillas. Pittsburgh State.
All right. That's an interesting trip.
That's very interesting. Division two.
Never would have popped up in my head for that one, but he
didn't think gorillas, but yeah, not a bad idea.
I guess he wants them. Weston Howells wants Iowa State. Trevor and Seward.
Oh, hang on. Go back there. Yeah. Iowa State.
The Clumps.
Another one. Another Big 8 team.
He could call these Nebraska guys on the roster. That'd be awesome. That'd be good.
Yeah.
Jason and Lincoln would like Arkansas for that
team. Nice one.
Hidden gem.
Yeah.
Jeff and McCook, Colorado, Wyoming. Mike and Casey, Iowa State. Don and Wahoo says Iowa State or Kansas State. Jared in Nashville says, by the way, hello, Pete in Chattanooga. K-State, Big 12, baby, he says.
Mm-hmm. Big 12, baby.
Parker and Holdridge from First Rate. We haven't heard from him from First Rate.
I texted with him on last Friday when I was out there.
He says, notice that nobody wants Purdue or Minnesota. I miss the Big 12. Give me Kansas State.
Yes.
Who doesn't miss? Who doesn't miss the Big 12? I get it, Bill. I get it. We got rich.
It's paycheck only.
Yeah, we got rich.
The other part of it, you don't. The other part of it, how much better would it be if all of a sudden we're just driving 2 hours to play K-State, busting down to play Kansas.
Going to Ames.
Going to Ames. All and then, those, like, yeah.
And then going to Baylor in November.
Yeah.
Or, Texas.
Yes.
Well, not Texas anymore. No,
we have Miles in Springfield, Missouri. Says longtime breaker and never miss a show on Spotify. Listening live today.
Live,
he says Kansas, nice and close.
There's a lot of, and how easy is that too? I mean, that's an easy one. Kansas and K State and Iowa State, so easy. Big time programs. I mean, really easy.
And you would feel a little bit like you're in the Big 12 again, if only for a little bit. Hey,
wouldn't you have to have if you deal with K State that Snyder makes an appearance?
If he's okay.
Snyder make an appearance.
Bring him 80 out. Now?
How old is he? Oh, he's probably 80-something. Probably have Snyder make an appearance. If all of a sudden like that,
be incredible.
All of a sudden,
serious.
Snyder and Tom at the 50.
Jeez.
He's kind of hanging out, talking things out a little bit.
Bill Snyder is 85 years old.
Yeah. Him and Tom. What if they had to call a series against each other? Be a beautiful.
Sign me up for that.
Tom's on the headset.
Wow. Yeah.
Snides is up. Snides, you're up now. You got the headset. You get the play call here.
Wow.
That'd be fun.
That would be a wow.
Yeah. What if they went overtime against each other? How about that one? Overtime against each other.
That'd be a
Tom, wow. Tom, imagine that visual right there. Tom on the headsets again. One last.
That'd be pretty cool. I cannot forget YouTube before we move on. East Lincoln West is morning. Dean on YouTube. I guess Dean Thompson's out there. Hello, Dean.
The Dream.
Dean Thompson. Incredible players. Westside, two-time state champion.
Yes.
I believe what played at UNO.
I think it was Westside.
I think it was Westside.
Definitely played at UNO.
Definitely played at UNO. His brother played there, too. Dean Thompson is an incredible player.
One of the best to ever grace the courts of Nebraska as a guard.
We have Albert, we have Alan in Scott's Bluff, we've got Mr. Blitzkrieg, who's making fun of you for sharing a 10-ounce sirloin, by the way, from Ruhlmann's. Eat the whole thing yourself.
Blitzkrieg has the texting going.
He does. Genghis is with us also here on YouTube. Tom, Matt says Colorado for the answer for the question. Okay. Mark in Geneva says he wants to play Iowa in the spring.
They wouldn't do that.
No, I doubt it, but
Still like it.
It's hypothetical.
Hey, it's hypothetical, so you get to throw it out there. There's no judgment here.
No judgment.
You're in the safe zone. You're in the safe zone.
Mr. Blitzkrieg also wants Hawaii, so we got two Hawaii people now. Interesting.
I'm okay with Hawaii.
Wouldn't cost much. Just have to try to get 200 people to Hawaii for a practice.
No big deal.
Genghis, instead of going to Kansas.
Genghis wants Texas, San Antonio, UTSA for the
answer. Not a bad call. Not a bad call. It really isn't.
No, they'd be tough.
William in Dallas wants Miami. Eastlake and West wants Texas. And there, Kurt from GI would like Iowa State. He's age 33, so my age. Hey, Kurt. Jake wants South Dakota State.
Felt a connection.
And Dustin wants Oklahoma. Rod would like Ohio State. So there you go. There's your
Oklahoma State never came up.
They did. Didn't see that once.
That's Gundy. Too bad.
Yeah, Gundy would have been another one. Been another nice little choice.
You could. You can listen to us on Spotify.
You can listen. Yeah, podcast form.
Okay. Is Twitch done?
I don't think Twitch is around anymore. I think Twitch exists.
Let us know if anyone is someone out there on Twitch.
I don't believe the ticket is any longer on Twitch, but I do think Twitch does exist as a website or a service, but not with us anymore.
Okay.
So that is the roll call, sponsored by our friends at Madsen's Bowling and Billiards.
Sarah,
the spirit animal of Lincoln. Go play billiards, darts, karaoke.
So tonight you could shoot pool and watch hoops.
You could. And you should.
Pool,
and you could. And you
watch
should
watch hoops. A pocket billiards.
Maybe. Yeah. God, thank God. That'd be sounds good.
It sounds
and
like
great food.
Time.
Great food at EJ's Bar and Lounge there also.
Have a burger.
Cheeseburger. So, Sip rushed out yesterday for a practice at 9:50. But you did have eyes on practice. Sip, we have Dana Holgerson audio in the 7 o'clock hour from yesterday. But in terms of your viewing window, number one, how long did you get to watch practice for yesterday?
Oh, I'll say 25 minutes.
Okay.
It was a little different than usual. We went to the stadium, and we were restricted to the stands, either the east or the west. I went to the Sun on the west side. It was good. It was actually better. It seemed like it was almost better to be in the stands. They're out on one field, so Bill knows how this goes, Jake. If they're on the practice fields, there's multiple fields, and you kind of meander around. They're all pretty much out there. Although at first it was just the defense, then the offense came in a little later.
If you were watching your practice,
yes,
then you want to do it like they had it set up. To walk around and watch practice isn't near as good as being up elevated. If I was media, I would want to be up elevated that I can see what's going on.
Thank you. There's several people commented on that.
Yeah, I want to be down in the field. No, you don't.
No,
you don't. You can't.
No.
Plus, your eyes can go to what? I'm going to watch this. I can watch this.
Right.
I can pan around.
Right.
When you're down low,
right,
you're down with the O-line, D-line, right, that's all you got going.
No, you're right. You're 100%
that's
right.
Nice job. Who arranged that? Was that Keith Mann?
Well, we're just going to give it to Keith or Matt Rhule. In terms of what we saw, Dylan is in excellent shape, Jake. He addressed it extensively. We can get to that later, too. He addressed that whole thing extensively. He lost like 9 to 10 pounds. He said it sucked. You want to hear that now?
Here's from Dylan Raiola real quick.
Now, this was him commenting on sort of the process of, I guess, losing weight or getting in the shape he wanted to be in.
Yeah, I boxed every day, 6 a.m. in the winter, and then I would go right into a mile after we lifted, and then I'd come back later in the day and do 20 more minutes. So that was the winter, and then spring break, I just lifted in the morning, and then at night I would get a cardio session, and then I would jump in the sauna. So I don't know, it's kind of like boxing training for some reason, but I feel great. I think they correlate right together, the jump ropes and the foot strike and all those things. So, I'm cool talking about it. I'm happy where I'm at right now.
If you just walked in there and saw him throwing and doing his thing, you would never know that there was any there's any discussion about his weight. You'd never know it. So case closed on that. It was I wanted to see Williams Neri right away. And I happened to see him standing next to David Hufkin. And Wineri is 6'7", 270, and looks small next to Hufkin. Hufkin is a monster. He's an older guy. He's only a redshirt freshman, but he's like 24. Like a 23, mid-20s redshirt freshman. And Wineri actually looks small next to him. Hufkin's like 6'7", 300. He's a monstrous German.
I don't know if he'll play or not, but he looks impressive. Winery's standing on his own, yeah, he looks like you'd expect a five-star defensive end to look. You didn't see too much because they're just doing drills. They're in really good shape at the jack position. It's McCullough, Deshaun, and McGahee Willis, and those guys are good. And they got Jordan Ochoa practicing there too. You guys don't probably remember, but Ochoa actually came on in December and played in the bowl game, walk on. And now that might be their best defensive position. Other stuff that, okay, like if you're at one point, the line was this. This would have been like the one line at one point. They switched things up, so you got to kind of be careful in these conversations. But it was Elijah Pritchett. You know who he is, right?
He's the Alabama offensive lineman transfer.
Yes. Right. Jason Mahach, they call him Shake Shack. I think it's Mahach Shack. He was the left guard. I butchered his name. Just go with Shake. They always say Shake Shack, so I don't know how to
pronounce it. It's a great nickname, by the way.
It's a really good name.
Shake Shack.
Yeah, he's a sophomore, 6'2", 300 pounds. The center was Justin Evans. The right guard was Rocco Spindler, and the right tackle was Tyler Knack. They're really banged up at tackle, obviously. They had six tackles going. They had six tackles working, and they were Pritchett, Nolan Fennessy, Grant Segrin, Tyler Knack, Grant Bricks, Schaefer's recruit, and Brock Knutson. Those were the only six tackles going. That's enough, but, you know, you're missing some guys there. Pritchett is what you'd expect. I mean, if you just walked in and said, which one's Pritchett, you'd know. Yeah. There's the guy that came from Alabama. Yeah. I bet Alabama has a lot of guys that look like Pritchett.
Probably do.
So Pritchett looks like a guy that you'd be paying $1.5 million to. You know, he's that guy. So
I'm reading the reports from Husker Online of On Three.
Hey, hold up!
What are you seeing?
There's a collaboration of you, Sean, Robin, and anybody else in these collaborate with you? You three?
Yeah.
And there's an early comment about the new coaches having plenty of fire. Mike Eckler and Terry Brad. Did you see that?
No, not really.
What's it look to you? The fire from coaches?
It's
a big deal over here.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to see that from Eckler for sure. Bratton, and I did notice it from Bratton. He's very particular. But I think most coaches at that level have that. I mean, to varying degrees. Not everybody has the same style. But I guess I didn't. I'm going to be honest. I didn't even see Eckler. I mean, he was out there, obviously, but I was looking at other stuff. I was looking at Jamarian Parker. Saw Jamarian Parker. That was a good sight. He came at once. Now, he's a running back from St. Louis, and he reported at 170. Can't do it. And that's my opinion. You can't play once at 170. Now he's up to 190. I wanted to see what he looked like, and he looks fine. He looks like probably getting close to what you probably should look like. This is just my opinion, okay? There's little running backs that are just fine, right? I just want to see a bigger dude. But he looks good. He caught a pass over the middle. Looked good. Jaden Doss, by the way, whom you recruited, Jaden Doss is back at receiver.
Yes.
And he caught a nice pass against Andrew Marshall, the transfer, Jake.
From Idaho.
Yeah, good job. Yeah, caught a slant pass over the middle. Looked good. I mean, I was a big Doss. When Doss got here, he was rising fast. And then he hurt his
wrist or something?
Yeah. I saw it. Yeah. I just happened to be at practice that day. We happened to be at practice that day. That he heard it, and I saw it all go down. He went over to the trainer. I'm like, oh, no, that doesn't look good. And it set him back. But he's back. Go ahead.
Another observation from somebody, Husker Alliance, says Heinrich Harburg was noticeably bulked up. Looks like no longer, doesn't even appear like a quarterback. Looks like a full tight end in terms of body type.
Bill understands. There's so many guys you don't see. I didn't really see him. I maybe caught a glimpse of him, but I didn't notice that. What else do you see from them?
This is reading from your collaboration report from Husker Online. You mentioned Ochoa. You mentioned Winery, the defensive
Williams. Band. I'm going to say Winery is how you pronounce it.
This must have been Sean. This feels like Sean's writing on this part about Hardly Gilmore, the receiver.
Yeah, it's definitely Sean's
from Kentucky.
Writing.
He says you can just sense the confidence he already carries himself and that he's come here ready to play.
Yeah.
Kentucky.
Seems sensitive. The receiver room does look good. There was a good discussion about it yesterday from I don't know what they're going to do offensively, but there's, like, if you listen to Holgorsen yesterday, they clearly feel the best about the receiver room. Like we always say, the receiver room's good. It's good. They got a good receiver room now. They've gone through years, guys, where it was really substandard. It was. Bill, you were out coaching probably somewhere else, but Jake knows they had some major issues in that room in the years past. Just not being very good. Not major issues with guys acting poorly, just not very good. It's that they look pretty good now. Cortez Mills looks like he's going to be a major factor. Hardly Gilmore, yeah. Ja'Cory Barney. Where's Ja'Cory Barney in the discussion?
You forget about it once in a while. Mm-hmm. Barney has a great freshman year, but just kind of, it's a forgotten name. He was really good last year.
He had 55 catches last year. He set a freshman record. Yeah. He'll be in the mix. I mean, he's not going anywhere. In fact, he talked to the media yesterday. They wouldn't put him up there if he was in some kind of struggle.
So it was a successful half hour of viewing for you. You feel like you had eyes.
I felt good about it.
You had some takeaways there.
Yeah, I felt good. I felt better about the defensive line, guys, after seeing the group. Now, here's the thing. I was telling Mitch Sherman, if you went to Northwestern, you'd say, wow, they got a good-looking defensive line, right?
Most places. If you're in the Big Ten, they look pretty good.
Yeah, in some places you'd say real good. Some places, but I think most places you'd go, maybe not Purdue. Yeah. You'd say, oh, God, that's a good-looking group. I would say Nebraska they look pretty good there. Fine. It's just a drill against nobody, so you take it for what it's worth. But they have enough bodies. It's a good-looking group. That first group is really a good-looking group. Keona Davis he played last year. He's pretty good, and he's a great-looking player. Nwaneri, great-looking player. Cam, great-looking player. Bill talked about Van Poppel the other day. You like Van Poppel. He's noticeably bigger. Like, they're set with the top four. It's just who's right behind them. That's the question. But they look like they have some candidates there.
There's your update from practice. Thank you, Sip, for that. When we come back.
Glad to do it.
Last night, two teams scored 100-plus points in the Sweet 16. An update on last night's games and what's today next on Early Break on the Ticket.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.